Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1638, Christopher and Leslie Corrado.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, land lying east of Route 271, also known as Glade Road, being 600 feet northeast of Route 1, and to be located on 3.19 acres, more or less. For the benefit of the record and the commission, I pass down copies of the survey of the property. On March 16th, the applicant provided us with an exhibit booklet, spiral bound, reference to their application. It provides in general a statement of purpose, a site description, existing site conditions, and photographs. In site consideration, they reference zoning conformity to the surrounding area, the availability of water and sewer, the accessibility to major state roadways, environmental concerns, preliminary land use service comments and conclusions, and they have 10 exhibits attached, and that is a part of the record and has been since the 16th. In reference to agency comments, again, we received comments from DelDOT and making reference to Holland Glade Road. The traffic impact study was not recommended. The current level of service is level of service A, and a fully developed site under existing conditions with development under proposed zoning with existing peak hour traffic plus committed development plus site generated traffic and projected levels of service could increase level of service B. From the Office of the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, we are advised that this site is located in a county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer district, being the West Rehoboth expansion area. Wastewater capacity is available for up to 12.76 EDUs. The system design assumption for the parcel is 4 EDUs per acre for AR zone land for a total of 12.76. At the design assumption, capacity can be assumed for retail space that does not exceed 38,280 square feet. If more capacity is required, additional information should be provided in a capacity review completed before approval. Ordinance 38 construction will be required. There's one system connection charge credit. The current system connection charge rate is $4,132 per EDU. A central sewer service has not been extended to the parcel at this time. The application, and they make reference to the size of the parcel and the site. The parcel is in the West Rehoboth expansion area, and connection to the system is mandatory. Sewer lines have not been extended to the parcel at this time. However, the county does not have a set schedule to do so. The developer, at his expense, will be required to extend mainline sewer to the parcel from an approved connection. In addition, if more than 12.76 EDUs are required, it may be necessary to wait until downstream improvements and upgrades are completed to the regional transmission system. The developer may be required to complete or participate in those improvements. The scope of those improvements will be determined and specified at a later date. 4 EDUs per acre of sewer capacity have been allocated to AR1 zone parcels in the West Rehoboth expansion area. The engineering department is concerned that the total allowable EDU allocation will not be adequate for potential commercial use. The county requires design and construction of the collection and transmission system to meet county sewer standards and specifications. A sewer concept plan must be submitted to the county engineering department for review and approval, and they provided a checklist for that purpose. All costs associated with extending sewer service will be the sole responsibility of the developer. And that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning, and attached with a checklist for preparing a concept plan. From the Sussex Conservation District, in the form of a memorandum and dated March 9th, we are advised that there are two soil types on this property that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditch affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements. Attached with a copy of an aerial photograph and an aerial soils map, a soil map legend and report, and also a report on prime and other important farmland. From the Office of State Planning Coordination, a copy of the original PLUS report, a copy of the response, and a final letter dated March 11th of 2009, referencing that attached to the copy of the letter received from Richard McCabe of GMB regarding their response. As noted in our original letter, the state has no objection to the rezoning of this property. It is our hope that if developed, the builder would partner with DNREC and DDA to implement green design standards to protect the water resources located within the site. However, this comments will be addressed if the development of the property meets the criteria to be reviewed through the preliminary land use service. We have no additional comments at this time, and it's signed Constance Holland, Director of Office of State Planning. And that's all I have, gentlemen.
All right, sir, we thank you. Other than the folks that are here on behalf of the applicant, is there anyone else here with an interest in this application? All right, then. Mr. McCabe, who's doing the talking?
I'm doing it, sir.
You are?
John Tracy from Young Conway, Stargett & Taylor, the less attractive and more Irish version of Stephanie Hansen.
Are you alleged to be an attorney?
Rumor has it. But have you
been recognized by the Delaware Bar?
I try to be incognito, but yes, I have been.
Have you earned a number yet?
My number would be 3223.
Okay.
I was admitted in 1993.
Okay. Mr. Robertson, would you check the registry and verify that this gentleman is, in fact, the Delaware attorney? But in the meantime, we'll take your word for it.
For the record, Mr. Robertson may want to check a couple other registries as well. After hearing about that anti-goosing video, I thought they were talking about my wedding video for a moment. So there may be a couple other registries out
there. That actually was way more information than we needed. But we're always glad to accommodate the applicant.
Yes. Thank you, members of the commission. It's always fun to bat cleanup in these meetings, but at least we don't have a gang full of folks here to talk about this. As I said, my name is John Tracy. I'm with Young Conway. With me is Steve McCabe from GMB, who's the project engineer. Chris Corrado is the owner of the property, and he sits behind me and will be available to answer any questions. As Mr. Lank indicated, the proposal is to rezone a single parcel, the parcel recognized in the rectangle there, from its current zoning of AR1 to CR1. It's a slightly greater than 3 acres in size. It lies between 500 and 600 feet from Route 1 to its south, I believe that would be the direction, although I want to say west. This property was purchased by my client in 1990. My client also owns the three parcels that are immediately below that. Those three parcels are all zoned C1, which I recognize is now not a classification the county uses anymore. They were purchased by my client and family members in 1985. The goal here is simple. It's ultimately to do a development plan that encompasses all four of these parcels under a single zoning classification, giving us more flexibility in terms of layout, in terms of design. It is a request that we believe is consistent with the comp plan. It's consistent with the zoning code. It's consistent with the land use maps for this property. Steve McCabe, aka Vanna White, will be passing out one additional map that was not included in the submission that we made that I wanted to touch on briefly. The property is immediately adjacent to, or perhaps even slightly included in, the combined highway corridor overlay zone. That zone, as you all are aware, extends 600 feet from the right-of-way line. This property lies 565 feet at its closest point, so it's likely that at least some portion of it is already contained within that zone. That zone, of course, acknowledges that commercial development is appropriate. The existing land use map, which is contained in our materials, shows that this is mixed use, bordered on two sides by commercial. It shows to the rear that there is undeveloped land. If you notice from the aerial photograph that's contained, the state of Delaware conveyed a piece of property that lies immediately to our northeast. to a church, which has now been developed with a church and school, so that existing land use map would be updated with a nice powder blue color that represents additional institutional uses to indicate that. On the future land use map, the property is zoned highway, is recognized to be highway commercial. It's within the growth area, as Mr. Lank indicated, and is areas where the county seeks to develop and direct commercial growth. Therefore, we believe that this parcel, as a commercially zoned parcel, would be in compliance with the future land use map. What we did pass out to you was the developed and protected land map, if nothing else for the curiosity that this little parcel appears to be the donut amongst everything else. It's the only parcel on there that's zoned or shown as pure white, maybe perhaps as white as the driven snow. Again, to the rear, it's showing as green, which is undeveloped. Of course, that has been changed, has been developed with, again, the church and the school. It is within a state strategies level 3 area adjacent to level 2, which again would accommodate growth. Mr. Lank alluded to the plus comments from Ms. Holland. You'll note that plus had the state office had no objections to this rezoning request. That was echoed by the state fire marshal, the Department of Agriculture, and the Department of Education, who all also indicated they were not opposed. The rest of the agencies did not give any indication one way or the other as to what they felt, but they indicated some things that we could be looking for as the development plan proceeds. With the exception of the DENREC comments of this being in an excellent recharge area, there are no protected resources on site that would be disturbed through the ultimate development plan. There are no wetlands. There is no floodplain, as you can see. There is no forest. What you do see on the pieces that are currently zoned commercial, I'm sure you're all familiar, that's the Tomato Sunshine farm stand on Route 1. And we do have an access from Route 1 into that site for the commercial use. DLDOT has already suggested as we move forward there would likely be an access on Holland Glade Road, which would line up with the access to the outlet center that is immediately above us. We will, of course, as we proceed with the development plan, be complying with the requirements of DENREC as we develop this. DLDOT has indicated we can expect to have to improve Holland Glade Road, perhaps participate in a traffic signal agreement at Route 1. We are, of course, aware of that and will be complying with that. We have, McCabe did reach out and talk to our neighbors right behind us, which would be the church and day school. We spoke with the pastor. The pastor indicated that they did not have any opposition to our request. We believe that this request is in compliance with 9 Delaware Code 6904. This is a small AR1 property with limited utility on its own. It's surrounded by commercial on 3 sides and institutional to the rear. There is a strip, if you notice in the aerial photograph, you can see a thin strip between where the church is actually developed and where our property line ends. Back in 2004, 2005, 2006, DLDOT was considering a bypass to connect to Rehoboth and to take traffic further out Route 1 so to avoid the bottleneck that occurs right near Rehoboth itself. We had met with DLDOT at that time to discuss lining up the property. They had asked the church to leave some space here for a potential connection. I communicated with Mark Harbison at DLDOT recently because I have not heard anything about this in the last few months, and he has indicated to me that the project is effectively dead for the time being. They may want to use the corridor that was left between the church and our property, but they have no present plans. Did I just lose a bet? Again, we believe this property, this request makes sense. We're surrounded by commercial zone land. We want to integrate this property with commercially zoned land. There are no objections from our surrounding neighbor. There are no objections from the Office of State Planning. There are no impacts to environmental resources on the property. There will be sewer and water available. I think there is a sewer line that runs right in front on Route 1, and I know, if I'm not mistaken, and Mr. Lank can correct me if I'm wrong, there is sewer and water service to the church that sits behind us as well, and I believe GMB was involved in that. So given that we are last, I don't want to extend this any longer than necessary, but I'm more than happy, as is Mr. McCabe or Mr. Corrado, to answer any questions y'all might have.
Our answer, we appreciate that, and we'll see if anyone has any. And we will start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And First, I want to go on record making a comment concerning the plus and the response to the plus and the plus response to that. Given the brevity of the comments that needed to be made to plus, I'm not upset about it not being superimposed, but certainly, Mr. McCabe, I would like to have them superimposed in the future when they're more extensive, but I understand why they weren't superimposed in this situation.
But you don't want him to think that this is going to be the
I'm not going to let him slide next time.
Right.
He's on notice.
Mr. Chairman, based on the information that I reviewed ahead of time that was submitted to us and my familiarity with this property, I have no question to ask of the applicant.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
I also have no questions.
Mr. Gordon.
I don't have any questions either.
Mr. Smith.
Well, I do have a question about the wellhead protection area. What is Mr. McCabe going to tell me? How you going to treat that?
Yes, Stephen McCabe, George Miles and Buehr, 400 High Street, Seaford, Delaware.
But there was a comment from the state planning office, I guess, urging you to talk with the city of Rehoboth.
Yes, there were some comments in the plus review from DNREC concerning the project being in a excellent groundwater recharge area, as well as being in a wellhead protection area. And if you look in the project booklet that I handed out, it is in the plus comments, and it should be covered under Exhibit 9, which is the one of the final exhibits, and it would be page 5 of Exhibit 9. And if you read the exhibit booklet itself, it addresses this issue on page 2. And there is a map in the exhibit booklet under the plus comments that shows the project being in the wellhead protection area of the city of Rehoboth Beach well site, which is adjacent to this property. And it also notes that the property is an excellent groundwater recharge area. I think it should be noted to say that the Office of State Planning and the plus comments had no objection to the rezoning of the property. They just wanted to make sure that we implemented environmental design and green technology design and development of the site, and to make sure that our impervious surface cover didn't exceed 50%. This is customary in these areas. We've done this before. We've actually submitted projects to PLUS where we received rave reviews and compliments that the project should be used as a model for other projects. So it's not something that restricts development of the site. It just demonstrates that the site is a critical area and that the impervious surface cover should be well regulated, and the design should take into account water balancing, which is something that we're highly capable of completing.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Couts?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions, thanks.
All right, gentlemen. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1638, Christopher and Leslie Corrado? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone 1638? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Gentlemen, that completes our public hearing.